Welcome to the podcast. This is Tinu Kemi, and I'm happy and grateful to have you here with me today. How are you doing today? How are your loved ones doing? How's your work going? We're in the month of April now. How's the month going? I hope it started well, and I pray it will progress well and end beautifully for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I want to share a few helpful practical ways on how to respond to criticism and even possibly benefit from it. How do we respond when someone says something critical about us, when they point out our faults or our shortcomings, when they point out the fact that we are not perfect? Now, I have heard it said that feedback is the food of champions and that to grow, we need feedback. And for sure, I completely agree with that. But sometimes that feedback can come in a way that is quite critical. In fact, there will be times when the person criticizing you just wants to criticize you. Full stop. They have no intention of giving you any feedback. They just want you to know that they disapprove of something you have done or are doing or the way you are doing it. And it could hurt, really, especially when it's from certain people. It could make you feel embarrassed or guilty or small. No one likes to be criticized or disapproved of in any way. If we had our way, people would always say good things about us. And even if they had some shortcomings they wanted to point out, we would like for them to tell us in love and with care, and preferably not in the hearing of other people. But it doesn't always happen that way, does it? And of course, it's just wishful thinking to think criticism will not come. It will come. We just need to learn how to respond to it in a healthy way. And there are times when criticism can actually be helpful correction for us, even if it was said or delivered in the wrong way or manner or place or at the wrong time. In Proverbs 15, the Bible says that if you pay attention when you are corrected, you are wise. But if you refuse to learn, you are hurting yourself. So how do we respond to criticism? We certainly don't want to take the unhealthy approach to it, which is usually the default for many of us. And what are some of the unhealthy ways that we respond to criticism? The first one is usually to reject it immediately. Oh, that's not true. It can never be true. That's not me. What does this person even know about me? What do they know about my situation? The second way we respond unhealthily could be to accept it immediately and then label ourselves. Oh, this person has said this thing about me. It must mean that I am so and so. Or the third way would be for us to go on the offensive. Here we turn our energies into looking out for the faults of this person too, just to show them that they're not perfect either, or that we're even better. How dare they say that about us? Who do they think they are? Unfortunately, when we react in any of these ways, we are turning what could possibly be a stepping stone for growth into a stumbling block. Obviously, these ways cannot be helpful for us or for our relationships, so I want to offer an alternative way to receive criticism. The first thing I suggest you do when someone criticizes you is to keep quiet and listen to the criticism. I said listen to it. I did not say accept it. Hold your tongue and hold your peace. Force yourself to be quiet if you have to. Take some time to process what you have heard. Don't give in to that tempting default that we all have of trying to be on the defensive, of trying to explain things. But don't accept the criticism yet either. Stay quiet and process it. Picture someone handing you a package and you have collected it, but you are still holding out your hand and you are holding that package in your hand and weighing it and examining it and trying to see if you want to receive it or drop it. You can even thank the person and tell them you will consider what they have said. You don't need to agree with them. You don't need to deny it as soon as they tell you. You are not receiving anything yet, remember. The next thing you want to do is to now take some time to consider that criticism. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to see it for what it is. And then try to separate the criticism from the person bearing it. Could it be true what this person has said? Strip the words from the person, from their tone, and from the way it was delivered. If you heard the same words from someone else who told you in love, in the best way possible and at the right time, would you think it's true? Could there be a possibility of truth in it? If it could be true what this person has said, what can you do about it? What one thing can you do to improve and do better? What lesson can you learn from it? What improvements can you make? And if you consider the criticism and find that it's not true, feel free to reject it. You don't have to accept something that is untrue about you, as long as you have considered it to the best of your ability. And if you're not sure if it's true or not, you can ask someone else what they think, someone you trust. And I also want to mention something very important. Whether you accept the criticism or not, you should ensure that you don't convert it into a personal label. For example, if someone says that you didn't do something well, maybe you didn't do a job well, take it as feedback concerning something that you did, not something that you are. It is that you didn't do something well, not that you are an incompetent or lazy person. Limit the criticism to the action, to your action, to what you did or didn't do. Don't turn it into a personal trait. Don't turn it into a label about who you are. So this is what we have said so far. Criticism will come our way, even from the people we love and who love us. We can respond to it in a healthy way by taking the time to consider it and then deciding whether we want to accept it or not. If it is something true or helpful, we can accept it and turn it into something that can help us in our personal growth. And even if we do not accept what has been shared, our response can still be kind, teachable, and open. And of course, this will also do wonders for our relationships at home, at work, and everywhere we find ourselves. I pray that we'll receive the strength to be gracious and kind to people, and that we will be teachable and ready to learn and grow as we need to. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today. I hope you found today's episode helpful. If you did, please tell someone about it and share the podcast with them. Also, please subscribe to the podcast if you have not yet done so. That way, you will be automatically notified of new episodes. All right, I will see you next week by God's grace. Bye.